at you and suddenly something in your eyes I see soon begins bewitching me. It's that old devil moon that you stole from the skies. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. Human glance makes this romance too hard to handle. Stars in the night blazing their light, candle to candle. To your razzle dazzle, you got me flying high and wide on a magic carpet ride. Full of butterflies inside. Wanna cry, wanna croon, wanna laugh like balloon. It's that old devil moon in your eyes. In your eyes. Who's the short version?
Oh, I don't want to hear short versions on here. I want the long versions, you know? This is not, you know, top 40 here. I want the 8-minute, you know, heavy jazz, heavy guitar.
Did I lose you? Okay.
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, should we start again?
No, that's okay. I mean, you know, that was your chance. You just did like a 1.5-minute version, so.
I'm sorry. I thought I got the signal to just, I'm sorry.
No, no signal. That was just Ron walking in casually, checking around, you know, that's all. No, it actually sounded great, Amanda.
Thank you.
It really did. It sounded real nice. And Ralph, you sounded great.
Thanks.
The guitar sounded well on the air. But, of course, it was too short. It gave them a very short taste. You guys can't converse in the middle of the show. You got to look at me.
I'm sorry. I just haven't seen him in so long.
Well, that's great. You guys can hug, kiss, whatever you like to do.
Do you want us to do another one?
Yeah, after the break. We're going to take a break.
Okay.
And as we go to break, I'm trying now to see if I can do this. But I believe that I've actually queued up the CD. And we're going to hear the first cut.
Yeah, that's the original. It's called Sweet Marta.
Sweet Marta. Well, let me see if we can get it going. Here we go. Da, da.
Pretty little thing with a smile to make you sing. She'll leave the world the way it is. Some contagious laughter makes it spin around. Let's go, let's go. Sweet Marta takes me by the hand. Simple as some strings and an afternoon of spring, reminding everyone around her to keep some lightness deep within our
welcome back to That's Live with Mark Snyder. You know, we actually obtained, Amanda, a secret tape of your newest single.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Uh-oh.
Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. This is the debut. Ralph is singing on it as well.
They got that one.
Yeah, Ralph is singing and Amanda, and Amanda's actually playing some instruments on this. This is the brand new single. I'm just going to play a little bit of it.
Mark, I don't even know how you got a hold of that.
Here it is.
Simple. I call my pimples, pimples. I won't worry, man. I won't panic. I won't let my zits become the size of the Titanic.
There you go. That was a little bit of the brand new.
Boy, you just get a hold of everything. That's why I call you Mark.
This is the kind of thing that we do here.
Cling deep down.
Yep. I was pretty excited about that. pretty excited about that.
Well, we have all sorts of anatomy songs.
Do you really?
Yeah. We
Well, this is Amanda Carr, by the way. She's here with Ralph, and Amanda Carr has a brand new CD. It will be out in a few weeks. It's called Live in San Giorgio, and it'll be available where? In all the stores?
Yeah.
And, of course, you can get it at originalmusic.com.
Yep, that's my website.
And if you want to write to her, you can write at me at originalmusic.com.
Yeah, it's the easiest.
It should be you.
Hey, you could say you, too. You could say anything at originalmusic.com.
And you'll get it? Really?
Get it. Yeah.
Did you design that website?
I did.
You are a web designer as well?
Yeah,
what
you know.
An incredibly talented woman.
Well, you know, it's hard to keep up with all the newest web design stuff, so.
Because you also designed something called the StandishHumaneSociety.com.
I sure did. I'm very proud of it.
And tell us a little bit about your involvement for animals.
Well, I began volunteering when I moved back down to the South Shore a little over a year ago, and I chose the Standish Humane Society just because it was local to where I was, and they'd already done so many good things, and they were well established. They have a cat shelter with about 90 cats, and they find about 500 and something homes each year for needy pets, and also they have a dog placement program, and they do such wonderful good work on educating local towns on spaying and neutering and helping with the pet overpopulation. So I became involved, and I donate one morning a week down at their shelter helping out, and also anything else that I can do using my music and any exposure that I can give them. So on the 19th of September, I am performing at their Walk for Animals. That is on Sunday, September 19th at Wampatuck State Park in Hingham, and you can bring your dog, and there's a 3-mile walk, and I'll be with an 8-piece swing band, and actually WATD's Liz Raven is going to be down there, but bad, shouldn't have said that, but in any case, they're going to have a lot of events and a lot of just dog shows and just things for your pet.
Yeah, we don't want to promote other radio stations. It's not a good idea.
Even on FM.
Doesn't make a difference.
It doesn't. Okay.
No.
Well.
But that's okay though, and I like her. She's a very nice girl.
Yeah, she is a very nice girl. She's doing it on her own time.
Yeah, I love that radio station.
And actually, she's doing it on her own time. She's actually donating her time as a DJ.
So that's a Sunday, a week from this Sunday. Is it a week from Sunday?
I hope not. I think it's a. 3 weeks or two weeks from...
2 weeks from Sunday.
Yeah,
2 weeks from
exactly.
Sunday.
And
that's at Wampanoag State Park in Wampatuck in Hingham.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
And you can get more information by calling.
Or you can go to StandishHumaneSociety.com.
That's really the best
way
to do it.
Or call.
781-834-HOME, H-O-M-E.
And, you know, I'm one of these people, and I've talked about this on the air before, that if one of the things, before I got married, of course, when I was going out with people, if the woman didn't like dogs... they were out, or animals.
Well,
I have a soft spot for animals, and I didn't want to deal with people who didn't like animals. So I think that's something nice, but I've always had dogs my whole life, always. And as a matter of fact, I had this dog named Squirt on my own when I first moved out, and Squirt died but left a legacy because I ended up having his grandson, Brownie. And recently when we came back from vacation, my listeners know that it was at a dog sitter's house, and the dog sitter let him out, and he was hit by a car and killed.
Oh, what an awful tragedy.
It is a terrible. He was only 2 years old, and my granddog, and killed us, my whole family, the kids and everything. But we've got a new dog now, a little baby named Lucy. She's a gorgeous little Lhasa poo. And we're all in love with her, and she's trying to make us forget Brownie. We can't, of course, but
it's very
different
difficult.
Dog.
People don't realize the impact that pets have. I mean, they're part of your family, and sometimes even more so. I mean, they many pets sleep with you, and they're very close. They become such a your right arm.
They're definitely family.
They are very much our family.
And some people understand that. It's interesting. I got about 30 email condolences from people about the dog, and it's nice that people actually take it seriously because it is something that's very serious and people's lives when something like that happens. But anyway, I'm glad to mention that for you because the Walk for Animals is a nice thing to do, and I'm glad you're involved, and I hope a lot of people get on and show up and lend their support to that event.
It's a wonderful cause, and I really appreciate you letting me tell everybody about it.
Now, before we have Ralph from the Earth, Wind, and Fire joining us, I want to have you guys do another song.
In the right key this time.
In the right key, and maybe for a decent length of time, too. So we'll do that. What song you want to do?
It's a very pretty song called The Nearness of You.
The Nearness of You. That's the wonder of you I'm thinking of.
Oh, yeah, that's a totally
Elvis
different
Presley song. Okay, who wrote this song?
Hoagie Conley.
Thank you, Hoagie Carmichael.
Hoagie, all right, Hoagie.
I used to think that was a fake name on the I Love Lucy show, but...
He was named after a submarine sandwich.
Oh, okay. It's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. Sweet conversation that brings this sensation. Oh no, it's just the nearness of you. When I'm in your arms and I feel you so close to me, all my wildest dreams come true. I need no soft lights to enchant me. To hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night the nearness of you.
Amanda Carr with Ralph. Thank you so much, folks, for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having us both.
Well, you're going to take a break. We'll go out with some of your music. When we come back in, we're going to hear Earth, Wind, and Fire and talk with Ralph Johnson from Earth, Wind, and Fire. That's coming up right after this break on That's Life with Mark Snyder. That's me, I believe.
When I'm in your arms.